Australian Olympic team will not be moving into the athletes' village in Rio, declaring the accommodation is not safe and not ready. Australia's chef de mission, Kitty Chiller, says there are problems with blocked toilets, leaking pipes and exposed wiring. She hopes the team might move in later in the week. Rio organisers have brought in maintenance staff and 1,000 cleaners to try to resolve the various issues. And still on the Olympics, the International Olympic Committee has decided not to ban all Russian athletes from competing in Rio in the wake of the country's doping scandal. The IOC will instead leave it up to the governing bodies of individual sports to decide if Russian competitors can take part. Russia's sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, has praised the decision. Police on the Gold Coast are still hoping to find a 5-year-old girl who's been missing now for more than 12 hours. Police say they're concerned for the welfare of the child, who suffers from a medical condition and is dressed in only a T-shirt and shorts. Police formed an exclusion zone around the suburb of Narang last night as 160 officers and volunteers combed the area. That search is still continuing. And the federal government is pushing for a new round of anti-terrorism laws. The Attorney General, George Brandis, wants the states and territories to allow courts to keep terror offenders in.